All right, this is Sunday morning, 7:30, 23. The title is Keeping Today Today.
Is this Prophet's Corner?
No, it's AGF. It's just a teaching. This kind of goes along with just the one that I just had, the teaching I just had. One of the biggest problems we human have is overthinking. When we overthink, we begin to borrow trouble. In each situation that comes, God will lead us a step at a time, and for each step there is provision. Now, we've talked about this. God doesn't just, it isn't just the leap of faith, it's this walk of faith. You know, you take a step at a time and trust God every step. Many years ago, the Lord said to me, where God guides, He provides. He's not obligated to provide where you go without His sanction. When we overthink things, it can move us to actions that God is not in. In other words, pressure. Pressure to perform. And religious thinking. Well, if I just confess enough, if I just pray enough, if I just do this enough, or I just do that enough, then surely God will hear and do something. Jesus taught His disciples to speak to their mountains, but when we overthink things suddenly, what was only a molehill can turn into a mountain. In other words, we can take small situations and make them bigger. Y'all understand that? Mm-hmm. Why? Overthinking it. God says one thing, and before you know it, they've got it all blown out of proportion. All right. The God of this world system is a world filled with care. The God of this world fills this world with care, and He's trying to get you into care. C-A-R-E, I looked this up. All around us, we are confronted with things that are attempting to lure us into self-care. This is the battlefield of our minds. There was one that I looked at that caught my attention. Cancer Awareness Resource Environment. What do you think the ribbon campaigns are about? Awareness. Why? Oh my God, I better get to the doctor, or I better go have my annuals, or I better, you know, whatever ribbon it is, whatever month it is. Y'all know about the JCPenney one, the breast cancer one, when it first started out. Standing in line, the Lord said, propaganda. I wonder how it exploded from there, because people believed it. People acted on it. People spoke it. All right. 2 Corinthians 10 3-5. The weapons of our warfare, what? Aren't carnal. Mighty through God to the pulling down of what? Strongholds. Casting down every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against what? The knowledge of God. If the Lord says you're well, right? Then why would you let a pink ribbon tell you anything different? And if you watch any kind of anything, of course, the ads want to bombard you with reminders to be aware, be aware, be aware. Be aware of what? Satan's agenda, which is care. The Care Bear snare. I need to buy some old Care Bears, and I need to put them in here somewhere so we will always be reminded. We don't take the Care Bear snare. We will not fall into that trap, because that is what it is. These are Satan's campaigns against our minds, with this coming at us through every worldly avenue. How do we keep today today without looking out there? We better go see about ourselves, or we better go see about this, or we better do it like they tell us we ought to do it if we want to be safe. A lot of people have fallen into that trap, especially the church. It's the church programmers that are the ones that's got their list of all their frequency healers and their elixirs for this and elixirs for that. I'm thinking, how do y'all even get out of bed and face the day living like that? It is a care on every breath. Then we gotta see, we gotta have an organ recital and with that, and then all the relatives and everybody that's gotten all this stuff happening to them. I'm thinking, they're not getting any better. Your cures are not working. They're not getting any better. All right. We must have this realization that anything Satan presents to you is false evidence appearing real. He couldn't tell the truth to save his life. I've been listening to a documentary. This man has since passed away. Not sure if they killed him because of his information. He was quite elderly. I don't even remember his name, but he is going into great detail. He worked in the military and he worked in NASA. He worked in all the secret space programs. Worked with the Palladians and all these different supposedly benevolent ETs and all of these things. But the thing that he said, that he had some working with him and they kept denying that they were Palladians, and he said they were, but he said he did all these things. Well, the crux of it was they mind controlled him and he did what they said. And that's how the people that work with them in these programs, they use manipulation, like they're telepathic. And this interviewer is saying, well, how did you know to do that? Well, you know, they're telling me telepathically. I'm thinking, if that ain't straight out of the pit of hell, I'm thinking, these are those people that are, whatever you want to call them, hybrids that have come from what happened in Genesis 6, plain and simple. The more I listen to this, the more I recognize the fact that that is exactly what's going on. And that's scary to think that the people are in high places, that's what they're being led by. Just like artificial intelligence, same thing. This is just in a machine compared to being a whatever you want to call them. And I don't know how. I haven't listened to the second part of this documentary. I'm going to. I don't know. The interviewer was told shortly after their last interview, he was coming in for a third interview, and he called and said, never call me again. Never call me again. And shortly after, they found him dead. So they are seriously about filling this world with care and taking out every human on this earth. That's their agenda. And I realized this morning, I said, and the Lord was speaking to me about it, and I wouldn't even have brought it up today, but he was spoke to me this morning before the broadcast. He said, now you can understand that it's the church is the only weapon that we have against them, because they talked about the Battle of L.A. back in the 40s before Roswell ever happened. All these ships showed up, and for 5 straight hours, everything our military had bombarded them, and it just pinged off of their ships like nothing. But this is documented. This happened. Eyewitnesses saw it all across California. For 5 solid hours, the only people that were hurt was from the U.S. shrapnel, U.S. military shrapnel from the weapons they were firing against these ships. Now you tell me, the devil isn't after us and after to take us out. It's happening. He's trying to do it, but he won't. The Lord said to me, you are the only force, not me personally, us as the body of Christ, you're the only force that can stop them. The military can't stop them. And this man said, there's trillions of different sects of sex, S-E-C-T-S, of extraterrestrials. Trillions of different kinds. I'm sure. I think it was Stormrotter posted yesterday. He said, there is no aliens. He said, all that they have come up with is crossbreeding with animals and humans. All these distortions, going against God's order. This is what's happening. But these people in this space program, they believe they're from all these places. This is the lie. See, Satan would fill this earth with care, confusion, caring for ourselves. But as the body of Christ, we know the truth. That's why we and others like us, when the Lord tells us to speak, we need to speak. I believe President Trump knows the truth because I've heard him say, I heard it yesterday, it's not a new clip, but it's an older clip about he's holding the Bible and he said, the Bible holds the key. He said, I'm a Christian. I love the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said, the Bible is the key. It holds the truth. This one, you know, that's no good because it's all, yeah. It holds the key. Now, I'm telling you today, the key for us is to stay out of care. Totally cast in our care. Let the Lord give us our orders. And do what he says. I know he's told me all along, you know, what happens in the spirit will reflect in the natural. The military can blow everybody away. But if we don't take care of the demonic, that's the real problem. All right. We must have the realization that anything Satan presents to you is false evidence. In other words, I got off on that whenever I was talking about the Palladians would lie. They lie. The first ET that they found at Roswell that lived 5 years, he was a habitual liar. Well, he's like his father, the devil. He couldn't tell the truth. They don't tell the truth. They're lying to all these people. But they appear so benevolent and so kind and so good and so this and so that. But they're controlling people's minds. Where's the battlefield? The mind. All right. Verse 31 of that, of Matthew 6:25. I'm going to read 6:25 and then I'll read 31. Therefore, I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Take no thought for your life. Take no thought for your life. What all does that say to you? What you shall eat, or what you shall drink, or yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat and the body than raiment? If you want to behold the fowls, the next scripture, you just go to my backyard back there. It's like a zoo. Of birds. Not any of them having nervous breakdowns back there. None of them. God's taking care of them right here. Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are you not much better than they? The Lord knows about your body and what you're going through. He knows about your financial situation and what you're going through. He knows it all. Which of you, by taking a thought, can add one cubic unto his stature? Why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow, and they toil not, neither do they spin. Yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore, take no thought, saying, this is when it gets even worse. What shall we eat? Wherewithal shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? Or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. How do you do that? Take no thought. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, borrowing trouble, overthinking things. What are we going to do next week? What are we going to do next year? Are we going to pay our taxes in January? For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto today is the evil thereof. In other words, take care of today, and don't think about tomorrow. That's what he's saying here. Don't think for a minute that your enemy is not aware of how faith works. It won't work for him, but he knows that if he can scare you into saying what he is pushing, his mission is accomplished. All right. Don't allow Satan with his lures to come around you. We're fishers of men. He is too. But for all the wrong reasons. He's trying to lure you into his camp. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." These awareness campaigns are attempting to implant thoughts. Why is not the church obeying God and beating the devil at his game? I thought about it. We need to have awareness campaigns all over the place, signs. Offering salvation or saying God loves you or things that bring peace, things that lift people up. Instead of all this fear porn. The only thing we need to be aware of is Father's provision and his watchful care over us. You can't serve two masters. Right here. Therefore, take no thought for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient to the day is the evil thereof. He doesn't want you overthinking your situations and getting beyond today. Deal with today. Okay, let's read some scriptures. 2 Corinthians 3:5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. He's the provider, right? He's Jehovah Rapha, the healer, the doctor. Jehovah Jireh, the provider. And there's a whole host of other names. Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Philippians 4. Eight and nine. How we do this? Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me doing, the God of peace shall be with you. See, we begin to speak negatively when we begin to get our eyes off of these things and onto the problem. All right, Matthew, did I do Matthew 13:22 while ago? Nope, let's go there. He also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. But on the other side of that, but he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30. Isn't this what we're talking about here, seeing the good? Care here means through the idea of distraction. There's the lure. Satan's trying to get you to take the bait. You do it through your mouth, thinking and speaking. You can say that all of Satan's awareness campaigns are just distractions from his book of lies, whatever, his pack of lies. A constant battle to get you into self-care by taking thought for your life. Trying to make it to where it's so bad, all you can see is the bad and speak the bad. I know what I'm talking about. 1 Peter 5, 7. Casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith. Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. In other words, it's not just you. You're not the only one going through it. God is our caregiver. We are not supposed to take it. When we do, we are usurping the place of God. Isn't that what Satan did? We begin to serve the other master when we start to take care. Jesus showed us how to walk. His mother even picked up on that, observing her son. This is John chapter 2. Verse 1. And the third day there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there, and both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. When they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. I can just hear, oh, son, they don't have any wine. What are we going to do? Can you just hear it? I remember watching The Chosen, and Jesus said, what do you want me to do? What am I supposed to do about it? I liked that because Jesus was a man, you understand? Jesus said unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servants, whatever he saith unto you, do it. And there were set there 6 water pots of stone after the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 firkins apiece. And Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. They filled them up to the brim. He said unto them, draw out now and bear unto the governor of the feast. And they bear it. When the ruler of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and knew not whence it was, but the servants which drew the water knew, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom and saith unto him, every man at the beginning does set forth good wine. And when men have well drunk, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. Something happened from when he told his mother, what do you want me to do about it? Evidently, the Lord said, tell him to fill the water pots with water. And he did what the Father said do. What happened? Turned him to wine. Evidently, it would have been a very embarrassing moment for the family. And the wine was the best wine, so they could have sold the wine and helped them as newlyweds, because I think in the Jewish custom, they have a year off. This is all that we're obligated to do about anything. Whatever he says to you, do it, and don't worry about the rest. Don't take the next step on yourself. Worrying is overthinking, by the way. Worry. That's care. Staying carefree is how to keep today today and it doesn't spill over into tomorrow. Sufficient to the day, Jesus said, is the evil thereof. Okay.